This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Friday, July 19th, 2024. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about a series of fraudulent phone calls targeting local citizens. According to reports, scammers are posing as Sheriff's Office employees and demanding payment over the phone for fictitious fines. In a message posted on social media, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office said, quote, "The most recent examples involved individuals claiming to be representatives of the Sheriff's Office. They inform the recipients that they have missed jury duty and must pay a fine immediately," unquote. Authorities emphasize that no legitimate law enforcement officer from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office will ever call you to request money or payments. The post went on to say, quote, "No deputy, sergeant, lieutenant, or captain from our office will ask for payment via electronic transfer, gift cards, payment apps, or Bitcoin," unquote. Residents are strongly advised not to disclose personal info over the phone and to refuse any request for payment through unconventional methods. If you receive a suspicious call or letter, contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office directly at 707-463-4086 to report the incident. In a landmark development this week, nearly 2,000 in-home supportive service providers in Mendocino County have ratified a new 3-year contract with the county's Board of Supervisors. Represented by SEIU Local 2015, the nation's largest long-term care union, these workers have secured significant improvements in their working conditions. Kimmy Vaughn, the executive vice president of SEIU Local 2015, said, quote, "The contract includes several key provisions aimed at enhancing the lives of IHSS providers," unquote. Under the new agreement, wages will rise to $18.81 by October 2024, with a path to $20.31 by January 2027. The contract also allocates $30,000 for training and personal protective equipment, while strengthening non-discrimination protections and addressing caregiver shortages in remote areas. In-home supportive service provider Priscilla Tarver said, quote, "We fought hard for these improvements. It's a step in the right direction, particularly the investments in caregiver training," unquote. With the demand for in-home care on the rise, this contract is crucial in attracting and retaining skilled caregivers across California. Kim Yvonne praised the outcome as a testament to collective action, saying, quote, "For over a year, Mendocino County providers have shared their stories and raised their voices. This victory shows the strength of solidarity," unquote. Mendocino County 2nd District Supervisor Mo Mulheron recognized the negotiating team for their dedication to community care, saying, quote, "This contract acknowledges the vital role of our IHSS providers. It sets a standard for others to follow." Mendocino County's 1st District Supervisor Glenn McGordy expressed gratitude to SEIU 2015 members for their essential contributions. He said, quote, "SEIU 2015 members are heroes. Mendocino County stands with them in their pursuit of fair compensation." In Ukiah, a federal civil lawsuit alleging sexual assault by former police chief Noble Weidlich has taken a significant turn. Judge Araceli Martinez Olguin has allowed the case to proceed, ruling that the top police officials and city administrators were aware of past abuse allegations against Weidlich, but promoted him to lead the department nonetheless. Eric Rose, spokesperson for Johnson & Hutchinson, the law firm represented the plaintiff, known publicly as Jane Doe, said, quote, "This decision marks a major development in the case," unquote. The federal judge dismissed claims that the victim's civil rights were violated, but acknowledged that foreseeability of the risk posed by Weidlich. The lawsuit contends that despite prior allegations and a domestic abuse lawsuit against Weidlich, city administrators proceeded with his promotion without adequate supervision. The federal case was filed in March of 2023 and capped a tumultuous year for local law enforcement. Mendocino County District Attorney David Eister and others have remained silent on the Weidlich matter and other sex-related cases involving local officers. Eister has not provided specifics on why the Weidlich case was never charged, despite a probe by Sonoma County Sheriff investigators. The public only heard of the sexual allegations through a state attorney general review, which described it as a criminal complaint. Eister did not respond to a request for comment on the federal court ruling. Jane Doe is a longtime Ukiah resident known for supporting law enforcement and the military. The lawsuit claims Weidlich, while on duty in June 2022, showed up at her home in uniform and demanded sex. The conduct is described as cruel, unusual, and sexually abusive. Jane Doe alleges that she is undergoing counseling due to the mental and physical pain from the encounter, as well as the subsequent grief and humiliation. The lawsuit seeks unspecified general damages, medical expenses, punitive damages, and attorney fees. Initially, a claim for damages was filed against the city and the police department, but was rejected in late 2022. The federal lawsuit followed on February 28, 2023. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt LaFever in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.